We welcome into the KJEF Sports Talk program Sean Breeze, the new Jefferson boys basketball coach. 11 years spent at Crystal City, 11 years of making great memories, and now a chance to make some new ones, Coach. So first off, congratulations on the hire, and secondly, let's talk about your time at Crystal City.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, so big move, obviously, not really a big move in terms of distance from Crystal City to Jefferson, but, you know, picking up your life where it is and kind of shifting it over in terms of the coaching aspect of it. So before we get to all that, if you wouldn't mind, just share a few thoughts on your time at Crystal City and what it meant to you to be a part of that community for the last 11 years.
Well, you know, it has been a long time. It's been a fantastic time. I've really received a lot of support since day one that I was at Crystal City, and we've had a lot of success here. Very difficult to leave a place after that amount of time just due to the relationships with not just with players but parents and peers, and you know, there's a lot of memories here and a lot of very good memories, and I will certainly miss that. And like I said, those are always difficult things to leave, but at this point, just had a new opportunity here and just kind of made a decision that it was time for a new challenge. But I can't say enough great things about Crystal City, the school district, the administration, and the people. You know, they support their sports programs, and it's been a lot of fun these last 11 years.
When it comes to the education side, I assume you're going to take the same position over there as well?
That's correct. Yeah, I'll be teaching social studies over there.
Okay, social studies. All right. You know, you get a chance to, you know, influence kids' lives, and I'm sure that that's a big draw for you, not just as a coach, but as a teacher as well. So what do you hope to carry on from your experiences at Crystal City over into a classroom at Jefferson?
It really just the relationships with the students and with players. It's here at Crystal City, I've had an opportunity to you know, to gain some trust and respect from the kids, and as an educator, everybody likes the kids to look at you as somebody that they can come to if they need some help or if they have really anything. But you just want to be there for them, and that's the kind of stuff that I'll be looking for over at Jefferson. Just develop some positive relationships, and you know, really just try to really become a Blue Jay.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you got to go from, what is it, red and white to blue and white. So you're very patriotic with your school choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take us through the process, if you will, how the conversation got going with Jason Dreyer, the AD over there, about you possibly moving to Crystal City, and what eventually helped you make that decision.
Well, there was an opening. There was an opportunity, and so it sounded like something that I'd like to be a part of, so I certainly submitted my name, and then I received a phone call and was able to go over and talk to the administration and interview, and then, everything else just kind of fell into place.
Jason Dreyer stepped in, replacing Coach Zinker during the season, and helped really turn that Blue Jays basketball season around, and I know, you know, with Crystal City and Jefferson being pretty close together, and you even playing Jefferson a couple of times the last couple of years with a player in mind, Easton Knoll. Obviously, you have had a chance to see up close and personal kind of how things are carried on over at Jefferson. So what are those things for you?
Well, they have just such great support at Jefferson, and being on the other side and playing against them, they have a lot of athletes, they have a lot of good kids, a lot of community support, just really a great energy in that district. And I, like you said, I've seen that firsthand, and and that's something that's very intriguing to me, and I would think, you know, it's something that anybody would want to be a part of. So they are developing a really good tradition over there.
Most recently, star athlete for you, Brady DeGeer. He's graduating, moving on to the next level. And when you coach Jefferson, you're going to inherit a guy that made Dream Team this year, Easton Knoll. shooting guard for them, a guy that could also run the point as well. So it's a, kind of a different dynamic. You go from a 6'7", 6'8", slender guy that can block and rebound shots to a guy that can penetrate the lane, do all the driving, shoot over guys, that sort of thing. So what are you looking forward to in that challenge of going from a big forward coaching to a smaller guard coaching?
Well, it really is. It's just a new set of challenges. But, you know, Easton Null is one of those players that probably doesn't need a lot of coaching. I've watched him score a ton of points against us. So he's very talented and very difficult to guard, and something that, I certainly as an opposing coach couldn't figure out. So it will be nice to be on his side for one time, watching him make all those shots. And it really is just a change in strategy. It just depends, as a coach, it really just depends on the makeup of your team. And I have been allowed to have quite an inside game here these last few years. And, so that may change a little bit, just depending on the talent that's out there. But really, Jefferson, while they may not have anybody that's 6'7", at the time, they do have a lot of athletes. They've always had kids that play a lot bigger than they are. They're a very strong team. All of their athletes, all of them look like they're all in the weight room. They're all, very quick, very athletic. So, they do. They've got some very talented guards. Easton's one, and then they've got a lot of good basketball players over there. So, I'm really looking forward to the challenge of trying to figure out how everybody kind of mixes and matches, and just getting the boys comfortable around me and kind of used to some of my expectations. And, change is very difficult, and it can be difficult on coaches, players, parents, everybody involved, really. So I'm going in here. I'm not trying to reinvent the game of basketball for them. Mm-hmm. I really just want to work with them, and luckily we've got some time to do that.
I know you just got hired. What was it announced yesterday? Had the hiring – were you officially – hired yesterday, or did that happen a little bit beforehand?
It happened at the board meeting this past Wednesday.
Okay, so just 2 days ago. Okay.
Yes.
Well, very cool, very cool. All right. Again, we've talked about Easton Null. We talked about the Jefferson Blue Jays. But before we let you fully commit to Jefferson, just want to go back to Crystal City one more time. Again, for us, most recently, Brady DeGeer is a guy that we've heard about, seen. Absolute stud, really. If you wouldn't mind, just share your final thoughts on him and what he meant to Crystal City and maybe some other players around him and other players that you've coached in the last 11 years there.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I've coached a whole lot of great kids here. Brady was the most recent, basketball star. But really all the kids here, I think I was very, very thankful of the fact that they made life pretty easy on me. They really always did what they were asked and always gave me maximum effort. And really, as a coach, that's all that you can ask. It was a blast to be able to coach a player like Brady, a bigger kid that had a lot of tools and a lot of talent. Even before Brady, I had his brother for 4 years as well, so who was a little bit of a different player, but again, a tall kid, his brother Brian DeGeer. So many great players here. There's just been a bunch. We've had some really, really good teams here. We've had been a part of 3 district championships here and a lot of really good players on all of those teams. And that really is one thing that is hard to leave, but there's such fond memories whenever you look back because all of the kids that I've coached, all of them have really had a huge impact on my life. And it's just been a big chapter of my life. So it's nothing that's, it's sad that part's kind of moving on. But again, it doesn't change how fun that it was while it was lasting. And then you kind of look forward to that next chapter now.
We're speaking to Sean Breeze, new boys basketball head coach over at Jefferson. One more question, Coach, before I let you go. Crystal City, Jefferson community is probably listening in right now. What do you want to say to them?
To the Crystal City community, I certainly want to say thank you just for everything, for the support since day one, and it's really been fantastic, and I've really appreciated the way that everybody's treated me here and all the hard work that the parents put in. And to the Jefferson community, first thank the school district for allowing me this opportunity. I'm very excited to get out there, and you know, again, it's a new challenge, and it'll be a fresh start, and you know, I'm really excited to be a part of what I have seen that community brings to the gymnasium, and so to them, I'm happy to be a part of it, and really excited to just get it going.
All right, Coach, congratulations again, and we'll let you get at it.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Coach, for joining us. That is Sean Breeze, Crystal City head coach, now the new Jefferson boys basketball head coach, as he joins us here today on KJF Sports Talk.